Most of the Midwest will likely experience a little bit of a warmer bias to the temperatures for the next several days, and at the same time not experiencing much in the way of significant precipitation. All of that will change as we move into next week as a much more active weather pattern evolves and temperatures will turn quite a bit colder. Most of the focus of attention in the marketplace today continues to be on a big storm system that's advertised to be over the northeastern part of the Midwest during the Christmas holiday and travel into the Great Lakes region as well as the middle and north Atlantic coastal area could be somewhat tenuous as we get into the middle and especially the latter part of next week. That storm system is too far out in time right now to have a lot of confidence, but a much colder scenario playing out in the middle part of North America will contrast with the warm air that will become trapped along the east coast of the United States, and the result will be a large storm system most likely. The question is, how intense will the storm be, and exactly what the timing of that storm will be as well. For the Midwest, though, we are not expecting to see much in the way of storminess across the region. Last night, there was a little wintry mix of precipitation that occurred in the southwestern Corn Belt, and that will linger a little bit today, but it doesn't advance very far into the Midwest itself. We will expect to see most of the precipitation in Missouri, maybe southwestern Illinois, southern Iowa, and eastern Kansas. These areas may pick up another trace to an inch or two of snow, but the precipitation event is falling apart and will not make it any further to the east. After that system passes, it should be quiet in the rest of the Midwest until we get out towards the early part of next week. Sunday and Monday in particular, we'll see another disturbance moving across the upper portions of the Midwest. It will generate a little bit of occasional snow. It will be somewhat of a disorganized storm system, at least initially, and then as we move on into Monday and early Tuesday, the system will become a little better organized. Snowfall during the early part of next week will become more significant. We could see accumulations run from 2 to 4 inches from portions of Minnesota and Iowa into the heart of the Great Lakes region. That is the seedling for the much larger storm system that's expected to evolve as we get into the latter part of next week. Wednesday and Thursday at this point looks to be quite stormy across the Great Lakes region, southeastern Canada, and the North Atlantic coastal states. These areas could see that significant snow event evolve, and if it does occur as advertised today, there could be a blizzard and a significant amounts of snow as well as heavy rain along the Atlantic coast at times from that storm system. The winds could be quite impressive behind it as well, with colder air pouring into the middle of the country after the system passes. In the meantime, looks like South America's weather will continue to be mostly favorable. We're going to be seeing quite a bit of rain occurring across a big part of Brazil, and the temperature bias there is going to be a little bit cooler than usual, and the end result of that is going to be basically a slow rate of drying between rain events, and that raises the potential for a little bit of runoff of significance and possible flooding. Now, places like southern Minas Gerais and portions of Sao Paulo, Brazil, are really quite low on water supply, and this scenario that's going to be evolving over the next week will help to improve the water levels. In the meantime, in Argentina, a lot of attention is being paid towards the southern part of the country. It looks like Argentina's south will likely see a net drying biased environment, even though some rain will occur briefly tomorrow into Saturday. After that, it won't rain for a week, and temperatures will be kind of cool over the weekend and then turn much warmer later next week. The end result is going to be a little bit of a decline in soil moisture. No serious crop stress is advertised quite yet, but maybe in January if rainfall does not improve prior to that point. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.